What if I went to a Michigan militia convention and said that I was in favor of a new law that would allow the police to demand proof of citizenship from anyone they happened to stop? If you couldn't pull out your birth certificate or paper showing that you're a naturalized citizen, the cops would have the authority to arrest you on the spot. That sounds like something that used to happen in Nazi-occupied Europe. My guess is that the militia, and maybe a lot of other people, would see such a law as one more proof that big government was conspiring to take over our lives. Well, guess what? This is a conservative Republican idea. They've done it in Arizona, and now Kim Meltzer, a state representative from Macomb County, is about to introduce a similar bill in the Michigan legislature. She said that as a border state, Michigan is threatened with illegal immigrants who might slip over from Canada at any time. It just makes sense for Michigan, with all of its national boundaries, to enact similar security for our citizens, she said. Perhaps she went down to the docks on the Detroit River and saw hundreds of desperate men with thick Canadian accents milling furtively about, or I should say, about, eh? Possibly, but I tend to doubt it. I'm an old cynic, but I couldn't help but notice that Meltzer is now running for the state Senate and is in a tough primary against two conservative opponents, former legislator Jack Brandenburg and Leon Drolette, the guy who drives around towing a pink fiberglass pig. My guess is that she needs a wedge issue to get herself noticed and is betting that bashing so-called illegal immigrants is it. Now, I don't know how strong Meltzer is on demography, but the state of Michigan is not exactly overrun with hordes of immigrants, legal or illegal. Matter of fact, we're losing population. If it were up to me, I'd encourage about 300,000 immigrants to move to Detroit and rebuild it. There's an institution called Freedom House in southwest Detroit to give shelter to those seeking political asylum, immigrants who are technically illegal, but who are actually freedom fighters and heroes. More than one employer has told me they're the hardest working people they've ever seen. Last semester, I had two students who wore headscarves and traditional Muslim dress. They were both citizens who were born here. But I had a student last year who was tall, blonde, blue-eyed, and spoke flawless English. She was more likely to stop traffic than be stopped by immigration. But she was technically illegal, a member of the fencing team with an expired visa and a legal problem in Europe. My guess is that Kim Meltzer's proposed law, like the one in Arizona, will eventually be found unconstitutional. But in the meantime, the last thing we need is to fuel a climate of paranoia. In Arizona, they're selling T-shirts and buttons now that say, "I could be illegal." Gutsy people have started wearing them. I think that's a great idea. And as far as trying to figure out who should be in this country, I have another idea. Let's try to figure out what Sitting Bull would do.